Now, there's this story out and about in Cairns this morning about the number of complaints about bloody dogs. Wasn't it 40% or something just in recent time, the last 12 months or something? I thought, oh, it can't be that bad, surely. But a whole lot of people out there will attest to the likelihood of its accuracy because they're hearing constant barking day in, day out, all day, all night in some cases, and it's just driving them potty. Now, this came up a few months ago. I can't remember who was in studio, but one of the councillors, and I said, well, isn't there a piece of equipment you can hire from the council, or you go and get access to it from the council and you set it up and it picks up the dog barking, and they use that to go around to the owner and say, listen, muffle your dog or get rid of it or whatever. And, oh, no, you can't do that. We haven't got that equipment anymore, because it was considered possible that it might be misleading because it might be the barking from another dog somewhere else. So that's gone out the window now. So I asked, I think it was Terry James the other day, what do you do? Oh, it might have been Brett Muller. And he said, well, you go through a recording process. Now, that's not sound recording. That's just the business of actually recording your complaint, the times the dog's barking, et cetera. Why is it disruptive? I presume all of that, and where you think it lives. So where are we going now? Well, obviously, it's becoming a huge issue for this explosion in numbers of complaints. There's anything to go by. It's why it's happening. Yes, we know there's a lot of barking around, but why 40% in a short time, or nearly 40%? Talking to Brett Olds the other day, he said, well, what is happening now is with this crime rate, everyone wants a dog because you've got this explosion in the numbers of feral children invading suburban homes so they can pinch the keys and steal the cars, etc. People are very wary of that, and he seems to think that might be it, fundamentally a self-defence mechanism. With strong views on dogs and the issues surrounding dogs, we've got Kathy Zeiger. Now, she's the Division 3 councillor. She's been outspoken on some of these problems in recent times, and she's on the line. Hello, Kathy.
Good morning, John.
What was the figure? What was the number of complaints on dogs?
So over the last year, it is up by 35% in dog attacks, but in dog barking, it's up, you're right, 42%. And that's over a one-year period. But just over the last month, yesterday we had our committees and I was just in shock. Mm. There were 81 dog attacks last month. 81. John, which is up by 23%. And then the barking complaints were 148 barking complaints, which is up by 21% on the previous month. But this is getting out of control. Mm. You know, I agree with Aldi is that, yes, we went, you know, with the increase in crime, people want to protect themselves, so they go, oh, I'll get a dog. And sadly, it's just not quite that simple. And, you know, but also through COVID, people were at home. You couldn't buy a dog for love or money because people were at home and they said, oh, perfect time, I'll get a dog, I'll cuddle it, take it for a walk. But so I think we've got a combination of two increases. But we really need to educate ourselves when we get a dog. I was a vet nurse for years. I love dogs. I don't have a dog because I'm simply not home enough. I have a security system, but I don't have a dog. And it's just something that they're the best thing. If you can include them in your family, take them for walks, train them, de-sex them and do all those things. But not everybody's able to do that.
No.
And it's just, it's such a challenge. But I also brought up yesterday, John, in the meeting, I asked the officers where they're at with my inquiry with regards to the video that you spoke of earlier. Mm. That was a recording device. But I believe if we have like a GoPro camera or something like that, that the officer sets up, so it's officially set up, officially focused on the fence or wherever that particular issue is happening, that then it's an official thing and then we can record it. It's obvious that that's what's happening and then we can go forward. So I gather they're working their way around this ridiculous confidentiality, privacy legislation that often goes way overboard to try and figure out how to do that. So they're still investigating that, and I think it's a common sense thing, but not everything's common sense. And that would provide an easy way of dealing with it. But again, you've got to deal with the owner and ask them to please start training the dog, or please put a barking collar on, or, you know, and find ways to manage the dog. And And then, of course, please don't hate your neighbours that have dobbed you in because they're being driven insane.
Driven insane, exactly. I don't know how some people put up with it at my way. I really don't. I mean, the one I'm thinking of is probably about 30 or 35 metres away, but for people who are 5 metres away, it's day and night and it's a big dog. You can tell it's a big dog. It's so loud. Yeah. This GoPro idea or video GoPro camera, whatever, is that your idea?
Yes, yeah. I just thought
how was it was it received?
Well, with the animal control officers, very well, because I was talking with Tina Martin, who's one of the senior officers there, and we're like coming up with these ideas, what can we do? Let's do that. Mm. But, of course, you've got to put it into senior management who then go through and work through all the legislation and the how-tos and why-tos. But we've also, John, been approved, the budget's approved nearly $500,000 to put towards animal management improvements. Mm. So at the moment I was speaking with the senior general manager and just saying, okay, where are we at with that? We need to get it started immediately. Mm. This is not something we can just drag on. And he said it's also something we want to do correctly. So they're working out a plan. They're going to need to employ another 2 to 4 officers. And exactly how is that going to look? What is their role? And you've got to get really special people, John. There's not everyone who can go and deal with someone with a dog because they often that dog's an extension of themselves. They get all angry and worked up and then they abuse the officer and the officer has to remain calm and speak kindly to the person, which would be challenging. So we're looking for some very special people in the near future.
The barking figure. Now, that's bad. That's up 21%. And people are going to say, oh, that's 21% for the year. That was the month. But here's the worst one. Here's the worst one. This is the attacks, dog attacks, up 23%. People think, yeah, a year. That was in a month. Another 23% up in a month in dog attacks. 81 attacks for the month. Well, we've got a real issue here.
We have a massive issue, John. People aren't locking their dogs up properly. They're getting out. The wandering dog complaints were up by 9%. There are 167 dogs caught. They're the ones that were caught. Mm. They're not the ones that you go, oh, it's too hard, I can't phone up about it, or they can't find them or whatever. So the dogs are either out, they're getting out, attacking people, or people are still believing their dog's perfectly controlled, walking them off lead, which is not an okay thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And, so infuriating.
Well, I think there'll be a whole lot of people out there relieved that you're actually taking this on board, Cathy, because one of those things I think, you know, people would rather, oh, look, if we just stay quiet about it, hopefully the problem will go away. It's got to be confronted now with these figures. They're horrific.
Exactly. Exactly, John. And when is, at any point, 81 dog attacks okay in a month, let alone the normal 65? Or four, to me, more than one is more than too many,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So we're pushing. We're pushing. Mm.
Good on you, Kath, and thank you. Councillor Cathy Zeiger is the Division 3 Cairns City Councillor. Now, it's 24 past 10.